Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach David Boucher, talking Royal Valley football. The Panthers fall last week at Hiawatha, and like the previous couple games, Coach, continue to battle a lot of injuries, and just seems like a lot of things not going your way. Obviously, shifting a lot of players around and playing a lot of younger guys, but what were your biggest takeaways and just kind of overall thoughts on the last outing against Hiawatha last week?
You know, I thought we competed hard and we did some good things, but again, it's still about consistency, too many penalties, and penalties that are in our control, false starts and jumping off sides and some things like that, and too many turnovers. You can't put the ball on the ground four times and lose two of them, and things of that nature. But, you know, there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of kids playing hard right now, especially some young kids, and I think we had 15 kids record a defensive stat. We had five or six kids carry the ball and carry an and have an offensive stat. So there's a lot of youth and a lot of growth for the future.
Yeah, no doubt. That has to be one of the positives. And hopefully, I guess, members of your team understand that as you're playing some freshmen and a lot of sophomores and guys just that haven't been much on the varsity field and are young. But it's a great opportunity for them, I guess, and what it will open up the door for them to be able to do and have that experience the next few years moving forward. Is that something that's talked about, I guess, within the program? And you know, this year is what it is and just trying to make the best of it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's about playing a positive commercial in your brain. And it's about keeping belief and keeping that positive energy inside yourself, inside the program, when the outside world looks pretty dark. And that's, and you know, mental health issues are a big deal, especially in the pandemic right now in America. And I think that's stuff we talk about all the time, regardless of winning and losing. But it's just especially when we're not as successful scoreboard wise on the field, we really talk about, you know, our mental health and keeping a positive image of ourselves and of our team in the future. In our brain, and we specifically talk to certain kids, and we call them in, we have conversations in the coach's room, and different things on the practice field, in the classroom, and there's a lot of positive things going on in our school. We gotta keep believing and keep growing for Friday night.
One other thought, I know, you know, you look at the school board the last few weeks, like you mentioned, and there's not any points there, but I know your team has been moving the football. You put up some yardage. I mean, what's the thing holding them back or the difference in being able to turn some of those positive things on offense into points?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's amazing watching the film. Like you said, we've had 150, 160, 175 yards, which is a good amount, but not a great amount. But it's getting two first downs, and it's just getting consistency. So on a fourth and one, getting the block that we need to get, putting your foot in the ground and getting and finding a hole on a fourth and one, not having a false start to turn the third and two into a third and seven, which is a little bit harder for us to overcome at this point in our program. It's just creating consistency between the offensive line and the backs and everybody as 11 people functioning as an entire unit and moving the ball down the field. You know, we have a lot of plays where nine guys do their job. We have a few plays where 11 guys do their job. But there's a couple of those plays in crucial situations where 9 out of 11 or 10 out of 11 or 8 out of 11 do their job, but the two or the one or, you know, the three that don't really cost us a first down or cost us some points.
Royal Valley home this week against Rock Creek. We'll break down the Week 8 matchup right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Boucher. Royal Valley football at home this week against Rock Creek. Certainly another big challenge, Coach, but Rock Creek a little bit like Hiawatha. I mean, the team that will spread it out and throw the ball around some. What's the game plan, the thought process, and getting ready for the Mustangs here this week?
Yeah, Rock Creek's a quality program, and they just reloaded from last year. And they've got a good amount of juniors playing. They have a few seniors, they're still a relatively young team, I think. And they love to throw the ball. 75% of the time they're throwing a pass. And they have a couple of run concepts, and they have a couple, you know, modern RPOs and combining run and pass concepts, which are going to be tough to beat. And they really make you defend the whole entire field. Which will be difficult and has some problems for us. So our game plan is try to have them play in a phone booth, try to limit the explosive plays and make them complete multiple passes in a row and keep the ball in front of us. and put pressure on the quarterback and see if we can make him have some bad decisions.
I wanted to ask you about your seniors as well. Not a lot of them, but guys that I know that have been there kind of embraced the changes that you've brought to the program this season. What about them and their final chance to play at home here this Friday night and the emphasis on that?
You know, our seniors are really great people, and they're going to go out and they're going to be great people in the professional world. You know, William and Levi seem like they've been around for a long time. You know, and that's, you know, that's it's going to be sad to see him go, and I hope we can really celebrate those two guys, especially. You know, Chase Emery came out as a sophomore and has just gives you everything that he's got. You know, Sabi Potts did the same thing, came out as a sophomore, and has really grown into a solid player for us on both sides of the ball. You know, and there was a time where Sabi only thought he was a defensive player, and he gets some offensive snaps now, and he just hated offense, you know, last year. And so keeps getting better. Colby Carino came out as a junior and is a solid athlete for us. So, we're, you know, all these guys – And Jesse Shane's been out since his you know freshman year, and he just keeps getting better. You know, it's a wonder. You know, Jesse Shane I think he's missed like 6 days of summer weights in his entire career, and so he's a 90% summer guy, and he just keeps growing and getting better. So it's gonna be a sad night, but hopefully it's a good night at the end. And it'll be different with those guys being gone in the years to come.
Well, hopefully a good game for them and for your team overall. Best of luck Friday night, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Boucher and the Royal Valley Panther Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine located in Hoyt.